The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the second hour of the Outdoorsman Radio Show, and it's National Hunting and Fishing Day. The first hour, we had a little quiz, find out when the first Hunting and Fishing Day was announced, who was the president at the time, where did the idea come from, and it was 44 years ago that President Richard M. Nixon signed the proclamation that announced that the fourth Sunday in September would be National Hunting and Fishing Day into perpetuity. One executive action that wasn't canceled during the current administration was something good for hunters and anglers and outdoorsmen and so forth was not overwritten by this administration, and we're glad for it, although he hasn't done anything to help us, that's for sure. So today is National Hunting and Fishing Day. Today's celebration, sponsored by the DNR Natural, the Department of Natural Resources Wildlife and Heritage Service, takes place at the Associated Gun Clubs Range in Marriottsville Road. And it's in Baltimore County. It's been there for the past several years. I've been to every one of them. And it's nice. There'll be a couple of hundred people walk through there, 400, 500, 600, 700 people, depending on the day and what else is going on. Folks will come by. They'll let their kids shoot shotgun, 22, bow, you know, show them a little bit about fly fishing and casting and that type of thing for the kids or anybody else that's interested. And then there are other organizations and people, there are vendors there selling stuff, and then there are conservation organizations. Our buddy Chuck called here. He's runs the Physically Challenged Bow Hunters of America, and Maryland Hunting Coalition will be there. I'll be there. Probably Quality Deer Management Association, Ducks Unlimited, National Wild Turkey Federation, excuse me, Rocky Mountain Elk Fight. Who knows? They'll all be there. They'll all be there. The Fox Chasers will be there with some dogs and that type of thing, and we'll celebrate our own day in our own way, in our own booth with the rest of you. If you care to stop by, we'll be there. We'll be there with the Kubota raffle tickets. As a matter of fact, we've got a Kubota RTV 500 in camo that the coalition is raffling off, and you know you can check that out too. Check it out online. Check it out with me if you stop by today. We'll be more glad to hook you up with your chance to win this probably about a $14,000-$15,000 unit. So we tricked it out with a hard roof and a windshield that pops up with hydraulics and a screen behind the cab to keep you from getting whacked by anything that you might have in the bed. Might be hauling in a deer hoof, hit you upside the head. That's not fun. You know, you throw your buck in there and bam, hits you in the foot, comes through. Now we've prevented all that. We're going to make it great. So if you want to see that unit, it's up at Westminster Equipment, and they've got some tickets up there for you as well. You'll see it right in the showroom with our little sign on it. So we're going to visit them this week and change the drawing date. We're going to draw that actually at our third annual dinner and benefit coming up on Saturday, March 25th, 2017. So in Westminster. So check that out. 410 WCBM 680. Come on, folks. I know. It's first day of fall. The weather's being starting to cool off a little bit. You slept with the windows open last night. You know, it's nice and relaxed, and you're just kind of stretching and getting your coffee, and you don't really have a lot to say. But we'd love to hear from you here on WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And we had a caller last hour wanting to know about coyotes, if you could use a rifle for coyotes in Howard County. And we looked at the rule book. It looks like you possibly can. I'm engaged in a new project for Ellis Outdoors. Been all over the state this past week. Been to Southern Maryland. Been on the Lower Eastern Shore, and you know, talking to folks down there about a lot of stuff, but primarily about our new magazine called Maryland Shucks Oysters. You know, Maryland Loves Crabs is a magazine that we've been out for, you know, 5 years now. We've got the new issue online and out on the street, and we're restocking those folks that are that have their ads in there with us, and we're putting more and more of those out. And then this new book called Maryland Shucks Oysters. We're going to take a look at the oyster situation. It's going to be pretty basic stuff, the first issue. We're not going to get into a tremendous amount of technical stuff. But I had a fascinating talk with a waterman last night. A friend of mine was talking about a number of different things, and you know, waterman oriented stuff. But he has his own leased bottom that he did not take any grant money. They bought their own bottom. They bought their own, you know, they rented their own oyster bar, basically. And they farmed that. And, of course, he has wild-caught oysters as well. He's a commercial waterman. He goes on public grounds and fishes those. But he also seeds his own. I think he put, what did he tell me, 11 million something spat on shell last year. And they're looking for that to pay off. And he was telling me about some of the oyster harvest areas that have been closed off due to high pollutions, and you know, discussing the Rogue River situation over there. And I mean, it's fascinating when you sit down and talk to somebody that really knows what they're talking about. So it was a very enjoyable visit to visit him in his home last night. So it's all good. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Pepe, what do we have to do to get them to call? I know what we have to do. We have to give something away. We have to give something away. I don't have anything to give away. I don't. I really don't. So, but maybe next week. Maybe next week. We'll talk to our friends at CVA, and that'll start jacking the calls up. You get that first Saturday in October, and you start giving the muzzleloader away. People who are sitting there listening now, who may have something to call about or may not, they'll jump on the phone and get in line for that muzzleloader. And that's fine. That's fine. Once we announce it, we'll do that online. Last Saturday was our dove hunt. It was very good. We had 30-some shooters there. The doves did not fly that well, but the camaraderie, the fellowship was very good. We got to be reacquainted with some folks, and it was very good time to see all the guys out. We gave away a couple door prizes and all that. But we got Bill Miles, our advocate for the Maryland Hunting Coalition, was up in Western Maryland. He was rubbing shoulders with the lawmakers up there, the Maryland's Legislative Sportsman's Caucus. These are like-minded men and women who stand up for fishermen and hunters. And the leadership was all there, which was Senator Wayne Norman, who's the vice chair on the Senate side, Senator John Astell, who's the chair from Anne Arundel County, Norman's from Cecil, Delegate Wendell Beitzel, who's the chair in the House side, he's from up in Garrett County, and then Ned Carey, Delegate Ned Carey's there. I think he's from Anne Arundel, I'm not sure. But, yeah, that was good. And so Bill was given an award here's what it says. Generous efforts and contributions on behalf of the people of Maryland in helping to preserve our rich hunting traditions and history. And Bill received that. Now, Senator Astell spoke on behalf of the caucus, And he informed the attendees that the caucus had received national acclaim for its many policy-related achievements in the halls of Annapolis since its inception in 2001. He acknowledged that Bill has served the caucus in an advisory capacity since day one, and we hereby recognize and credit him for his day for helping us achieve such a noble status. I should also note that such recognition led to Bill's receipt of the first Brad Rouse Leadership Award bestowed by the National Assembly of Sportsmen's Caucuses in 2004, 12 years ago, an award not granted annually and reserved only for those who have championed the sportsman's cause in the court of public opinion against legislative assaults by those who oppose our way of life. So our hats off here at the Outdoors and Radio Show to Bill Miles, the advocate for the Maryland Hunting Coalition, and his well-deserved award by the Legislative Sportsman's Caucus. Let's talk to, who's this guy? John in Pikesville. Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm doing great. Yourself?
I'm doing well. What's up?
Well, you said earlier you needed someone to call to ask about the fines regarding larger antlered deer.
Yep.
And I think I have some good reasons, but I'd like to know the actual reasons.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm assuming that it's purely based on the deer seems to be more valuable with larger antlers.
More because of our world-class deer hunting here in Maryland, that's part of the answer. That is correct. The deer is more valuable. If somebody steals that from the landscape, that gives the rest of us that just is unsportsmanlike, unethical, and illegal. And the rest of us then do not have an opportunity to take that deer legally.
Right.
Okay. But here's another reason. Here's another reason. I know you might be familiar with the quality deer management model. I mean, there's a quality deer management association, but the practice of bringing about a healthier herd in your area has to do with bringing the herd into balance, and that means balancing the buck to doe ratio, and that includes harvesting more does and allowing the little bucks to grow up into a more mature age. Okay, so when you see a buck, a little 8-point buck that's what they call a basket rack, that deer may be 2.5, maybe 3.5 years old. But between 3.5 and 4.5, that antler, that growth goes into that antlers, and they become more and more and more and more each year. And if you want to see an illustration of that, there at Bass Pro Shop, if you go back by the shooting gallery, and right at the end of the hunting counter, and you look up on the wall, like the barn wall there, they've got a series of collected antlers from a farm-raised deer that show the difference from the first year, which might have been a spike or a 4-point, all the way up to 6.5 or 7.5 years old when the deer was killed or died. And those deer tend to grow larger year after year after year. Well, the landowners, a lot of landowners in Maryland, all over the state, manage their properties for a balanced deer herd and larger antlered deer. And they let those little bucks walk to maturity, to 4.5, 5.5, 6.5 years old. And, you know, they may give them a nickname like Double Brow Tine or Crab Claw or, you know, something like that based on the characteristics of the deer antlers or something. And as they continue to grow, they continue to watch these deer. And at some point, they want to take that deer. That deer becomes part of, you know, that deer becomes the target animal. That's the one that they focus on. Well, if you allow a wild deer, under the public trust doctrine, that deer belongs to nobody, okay, but it belongs to everybody. It belongs to all the citizens of Maryland. But if it happens to be on your property and you're able to maintain that herd and keep that deer there, even though it's free range, even though there's no high fence and it can go on the neighbor's property at any day, at any time, you want to try and maintain that deer on your property. So you invest in food plots. You invest in supplemental mineral feeding. You invest in trail cameras. You invest in time and effort to go out and feed that deer and supplement that deer's diet on a year-round basis. Basically, you put a lot of time, effort, and money into that deer. So let's say it's the first day of archery season, second day of archery season. You've been seeing this deer on your trail camera, and you want to go set up on him. And you are walking to your tree stand on your own property, and there's a gut pile. And you don't see the deer anymore on your trail camera. He's been poached. All that time, all that effort, all that investment is out the window for 6.5 years on that one particular deer. Okay? Somebody, somebody needs to pay that penalty. The person who stole that deer from the landscape of the citizens of Maryland needs to pay. Plain and simple. What do you think?
You know, I fully agree. I didn't look at it from that, and I've been victim of that. You know, we watched several larger bucks just suddenly vanish, and you always wonder, did someone come in and poach him on me, or did they just leave the area? But
well, the deer, you know, look, your deer's range is, a mature buck's range is usually about 1 square mile. More than that during the breeding season, okay? So you could see this deer, you could see this deer for every day on your trail camera in August and up to mid-September and, you know, through September now, he's starting to show up a little less and less. November, he might be gone. He might be on the next farm because there's more does over there, you know? So, That's kind of the basis for this law that you know there are many landowners in Maryland that manage their deer herd, and for somebody to trespass without permission or under cover of darkness or you know ignorance, just go over there and steal that deer that you've been watching on your property for 4, 5, 6 years. I mean, that's senseless. It's also illegal.
Now, I was a big proponent of this bill and.
Good.
When I was coming out, I emailed all of my delegates supporting it.
Good.
Because for so long, DNR would go after all these poachers, and they had no real tools.
Right. Now they've got a tool. And the other part that's beautiful about this bill is the money that are collected from these poaching fines when they're paid goes to the Wildlife Restoration Fund. So that can be used for enhanced game management. It can be used for law enforcement. It can be used for pretty much anything DNR wants it to be. It doesn't go into the general fund and disappear in a you know puff of smoke. It's actually in a special fund that's used for game management and enforcement and things like that. So,
right.
Hey, well, look, John. Maybe if you supported the bill, hopefully you can support the coalition.
Yeah, I'm just learning more about the coalition. I really appreciate it. I'll be checking out the website here today.
MDHuntingCoalition.org. Come to our benefit in Westminster next March 25th. It's a good time. We sell out at 320 people and shut the door. We have 40 tables that we fill. We've sold out the last 2 years, and we're looking forward to doing it again in 2017. We give away guns and bows and you know art and equipment, all kinds of good stuff that gets donated by people that understand what the coalition does. So,
okay.
And by the way, that wasn't an easy lift to get that bill through the General Assembly.
No, I'm a member of the Maryland Bowhunter Society, and we have a legislative side, too.
Yep.
And
yep.
Believe me, those guys were talking about it a lot.
Oh, I know. Yep. And I believe Lou Compton, president, is going to be at our summit on Sunday. So that's a good thing.
Hey, Lou's a good guy.
I know he's a good guy. He's one of our advisors. So, all right, John, I appreciate it. Thanks, buddy.
All right. Thank you.
Have a good day. Call anytime. We love it. Bye-bye.
All right.
There he goes. Let's talk to Mike in Finksburg, and then we'll take a break. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
How you doing, Alan?
I'm good. What's up?
My grandson just ran up my house. He had to go to the bathroom before he got into the woods.
Well, don't we all?
Time out.
Yep.
Climb the tree. He's got with his dad. He's 13.
Yep. Well, good for him. Good for him.
He got so excited, and he had to go before he...
Yeah. Has he got a deer yet?
Not with a bow. He got one with a gun.
Yeah. Well, good. Well, I look forward to seeing the pictures when he gets one with a bow.
Okay. If he gets one today, I'll get you a picture.
Well, any day.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Thanks, Mike.
Hey, I'm sitting here talking to you on my porch, and there's three deer 30 yards from me.
That's good. They don't mind you.
And they went in the reservoir. They're in the reservoir, and there's three right here.
Three in the yard. I got it.
It's unbelievable, ain't it?
That's the way it always goes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now, I agree with the poaching thing. I think that's a bad deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right, brother. We'll talk to you soon.
We've got it done, and we got to pay for DNR. We do, because we need more DNR.
Well, we need more law enforcement help. And, you know, the statutes are in place, and we're going to remind them of this, that the tools are in place legislatively to increase the patrols for deer poaching and everything else. And we're that's going to be a focus on Sunday and throughout the next year. How we can help Natural Resources Police focus more on land-based patrols and answer the poaching calls quicker. Because right now their focus is on rockfish, oysters, and crabs.
Okay. Right.
Yep. That's where they're at. That's where their focus is. They've got all the tools. They've got this M-line system at down at Sandy Point. They can see the whole bay with radar. Okay.
Oh, I've seen that before.
Yep. And they can see the whole bay with radar. So if you're a waterman and you're 200 yards inside the sanctuary and you're not supposed to be there, they're on the scene. They have a quick response team for water-based violations, but surely not a quick response team for land-based calls.
Oh, they're very slow.
So, I mean, you know, somebody calls them and, oh, we're an hour away, or we can't get there till tomorrow. Well, by that time, the evidence is going, you know, what happens if a guy shoots a deer in archery season with a rifle and he drags it off the property? You know, you've got a blood trail there, you've got maybe have a gut pile there, but what happens tomorrow? When the foxes and the raccoons eat the gut pile and it rains overnight and there's no blood trail. Now what evidence do you have? None.
That happened right here on the farm.
I'm not surprised. It happens everywhere.
And the police came, and I was there, and the landowner, but there was no DNR could come, so we had to let the guy go.
Well, here's what the Poaching Restitution Act also does. It's the feeling of the General Assembly that the Natural Resources Police should reach out and work with local law enforcement to enforce our game laws. That's another part of that Poaching Restitution Act.
Because he couldn't do nothing. There was two of them, and neither one could do anything because there was no DNR.
You're proving my point, Mike.
Yeah, that was about 7 years ago, I think.
Yep. Got to go, buddy.
Okay, see you
later.
Thanks, Mike. Have a nice weekend.
You too. Bye-bye. There goes Mike. Hey, our buddy Danny Stauffer's having an auction at Stauffer's Auction Company on October 8th. It's his annual sportsman's auction, and he's looking for your consignment. He's looking for your guns, your clothing, your fishing tackle, your gear, your hunting supplies, anything you want to turn into cash on consignment. Danny will sell it at his auction, and you'll be the beneficiary. It's a 2140 Leadersburg Pike out in Hagerstown, and Danny would like a phone call from you if you have a consignment to discuss it, 301-791-6896, 301-791-6896, or you can email Denny, D-E-N-N-Y, at Stauffer's, S-T-O-U-F-F-E-R-S, auctionco.com. Stauffer's auctionco.com. Danny at Stauffer's auctionco.com. Hit that website, Stauffer's auctionco.com. All the guns are up there. There's 40 some guns on there, long guns and handguns and some other stuff that he's already got on hand. So you can add your stuff to that list and make a few extra bucks. All right, let's talk about Clyde Sports Shop. It's the last week. The last week for the $100 rebates on some of the fine Browning firearms. Let's take a look at the A5, the most reliable, fastest cycling, best balanced, and softest shooting recoil-operated auto-loading shotgun on the planet. Comes in Mossy Oak Shadow Grass, blades, DuraTouch camo, fiber optic front sight, a humpback receiver. It's ergonomically balanced in its recoil-operated kinematic drive. It's very soft shooting gun. 100,000 round or 5 year guarantee and $100 rebate right now on that auto loader. Also, the Gold Light 10 gauge, a proven standard for auto loading performance in the Gold series. 3.5 inch chamber, composite DuraTouch armor coating, Mossy Oak camo. Comes with 3 standard and vector choke tubes. Also, $1,000 on that auto loader. And the Max, $100 rebate on that auto loader. Sorry, $100. And then the Maxis, another auto loader with the power drive gas system, reduces your recoil. Comes in 3 or 3.5 inch chambers. And that is waterfowl hunting perfection. That Maxis, M-A-X-U-S. See all three of those semi-automatic auto loader shotguns at Clyde Sports Shop. That's right, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108. Attention, gun owners, hunters, and shooters. Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns? HafersGuns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading. HafersGuns.com. Repairs, parts, custom gunsmithing. HafersGuns.com. Class 3 firearms, HafersGuns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom. Easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing on the web at HafersGuns.com or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing, 240-347-4906. Above precision, beyond accurate. And while you're at Hafer's Gunsmithing, see a redneck blind on display. Redneck blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Choose Redneck Blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blind, and the hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for your bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland Redneck Blinds dealer. Check the Redneck Blind website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. You know, Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools and your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose a Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Catonsville Linex, located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W.
Hey, this is Sean Hannity. Guess what? Now there's finally a place to find the truth. Every weekday afternoon from 3 to 6, right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fishing worms, fishing worms. Everybody's wishing they had fishing worms. Find them in the garden, turn over a rock. Slip them in your sandwich, put them in your sock. That's fishing worms. Fishing worms. Well, my big sister, she don't care for my fishing worms. Big ones, little ones, they scare her to death.
There you go, fishing worms. Find them in your coffee, find them in your sock. That's the way that song goes. We'll have to play that in its entirety sometimes. Well, we gave you a whole stop set there to give us a call, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I explained how the Poaching Restitution Act works as it comes to antler score. And the Boone and Crockett folks have been working with them here recently about a project we're getting ready to undertake, I think. And that'll come up at the summit on Sunday. You know, if you're an officer of an organization, and you would like to attend the summit to share concerns of your organization when it comes to Annapolis, whether it's regulatory, statutory, budgetary, or administrative, we would be glad to talk to you about that at our summit. Just send me an email, let me know you'd like to come, and what organization you represent, and that'd be Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com or info@mdhuntingcoalition.org. Now, I'll be checking out of there today. I'll be offline. Well, as far as the info is concerned, but send me an email, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. That'd be the easiest way. And that way I'm sure to get it because I don't check that info every hour. So, but if you'd like to come, you're certainly invited. And we'll have last year, I know we had 24 folks there, which was a nice crowd, but they represented 17 different organizations, 17. And it was quite a discussion, quite a discussion. And they're coming from Garrett, Allegheny County. They're coming from Central Maryland. They're coming from the Eastern Shore. They're coming from everywhere. A couple of our directors will be there. And we know that according to the wildlife director, he said he's going to show up. We know there'll be representatives there from NRP, Natural Resources Police. So it's a pretty good deal, for the hunting community. And if you have any questions about what we do, you know, like I said, email or hit the coalition website, mdhuntingcoalition.org. So, but right now we're talking about the Outdoors and Radio Show. Nobody's given me a fishing report. Nobody's given me a crabbing report. Nobody's asked any pertinent questions about wildlife this hour. You know, we had a couple nice callers there beginning of the hour and talked about, you know, the deer antler size and deer management in Maryland, which is pretty good. But, Do you folks really know what we have to offer here in Maryland? Little tiny Maryland, okay? We're on the Atlantic Flyway. We're a major migratory route for a lot of different waterfowl, a lot of different game species here. When it comes into the fall, we get all types of ducks in here. We get sea ducks. We get, and that consists of common scoter, surf scoter. Those are the two most prevalent. Then we have the rare white-winged scoter, which is legal, and we have those. And we have the long-tailed duck, which is a beautiful little fast-flying duck. And those four constitute our sea duck crop here in Maryland. Every now and then we'll get an eider in here from up in the great New England area. Every now and then. And they're also legal. Now, that's on the bay. Then we get the puddle ducks. We get the puddle ducks. We get the mallards. We get the black ducks. We get the wood ducks. We get the teal. We get the widgeon. We get the scop. Well, that's more of a diver duck, the scop or bluebill, blackhead, whatever you want to call it. We get the ringnecks. We get the canvasbacks, most famous duck in Maryland, the canvasback. And, we have a Canada geese, snow geese, all types of critters. Even tundra swans migrate through here. So, all right, here's a fishing report from Captain Don. I'm just extolling the virtues of what we have here in Maryland, 70 species of fish to fish for. White-tailed deer, world-class white-tailed deer. The unique sika deer, the only wild herd of sika deer in the country that aren't on some game farm somewhere. They're roaming wild in our marshes of Dorchester County. And we have the black bear situation in western Maryland and expanding their range. Latest population estimates between 1,800 and 2,000 black bears. When the season first started 14 years ago or so, 2006, 11 years ago, 12 years ago, the population estimate was 600, and they needed managed at that point because they were concentrated in the two western counties and doing a lot of damage. Now we have an 1,800 population here roaming the hills of western Maryland from Frederick County West. Captain Don, Stony Beach, how are you?
Hey, pretty good. Listen to this.
Okay.
I don't know if you could hear that. That was the outboard motor.
I heard the outboard. Yeah, man. Where are you headed?
I'm going to go out into the main channel down toward past the White Rocks and maybe around towards Bay Bridge. But a lot of times I can't get out of this Brandon Shores Coal Pier channel because the big white perch are just crazy.
Yeah.
Right now, the wind kicked up. In fact, I think there's a small craft advisory this morning. But there's about let's see, there's about six boats between the coal pier and Stony Creek and around toward the bridge, and I can see more boats out towards the, I guess it'd be Fort Smallwood. So, but the small rocks, just undersized, just a little bit undersized, have been pretty, I'm going to say prolific, because they've been jumping all over the place. And the crabs are good. From the boardwalk, you could actually, with a long-handled net, dip the crabs as they swim by.
Wow, cool.
I know that sounds pretty crazy, but my friend Mr. Tony around the corner was telling me that the Pasadena Sports Fishing Group had a kids' fishing derby several weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
Along the pier, the crabs were swimming, and people were passing the net back and forth, dipping crabs.
We're dipping them up, huh?
Yeah. So, and you mentioned the DNR folks. You know, I've been stopped several times by the DNR folks on the water, and uh-huh. They're always nice.
Oh, yeah.
Always
no
nice,
question.
You know?
Always nice. Yep. Always
yeah.
Courteous. Yep.
And I was in Clyde yesterday looking for a little rig to do a little trolling. I haven't been big on trolling, but I've been getting into it a little bit. And they had a nice rig on sale, and it was cheaper than the big box stores.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been shopping a little bit.
Well,
you say
a nice rig. What do you mean?
A trolling rod.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And a bay reel.
Oh, yeah.
I like the I'm not big into the big bay reels.
Yeah.
I like the, you know, the
regular bait caster. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, anyway, I bought it, and I'm going to try that today, and I think they call it an inline planing rig that goes
right.
Kind of drags along the bottom,
yep,
and when the
yep.
fish hits it, it comes up.
Yep.
I'm gonna try that. We're gonna try that.
Well, let us know how you make out with us. That's for sure.
Yeah, yeah. So, okay. Well, again, we enjoy listening to it when we get up that early.
Wow, I'm glad to hear that, and thanks for calling in with a report this morning, man. I appreciate it.
Okay, take care.
All right.
See
you. Yep. Bye-bye. Thanks. Bye bye. That's what you do. You call in, you give us some information, you celebrate, you know, National Hunting and Fishing Day with us. You call in and just share your story, let us know what's going on, that's for sure. So, 410-922-6680 is our phone number, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. If you are actually on a, if you're always on a, I mean, if you're on a landline at your house, you're not on a cell phone, and you want to call us toll-free from outside the Baltimore dialing area, just put 800-WCBM-680, 800-922-6680, and we'll pay for the phone call. It's on me. It's on Pappy. It comes out of his paycheck, not mine. So he'll think about it. Oh, my goodness. What else is going on out there? National Hunting and Fishing Day, if you didn't hear, come down to the Associated Gun Clubs Range in Marriottsville today, right on Marriottsville Road in Baltimore County. There'll be a celebration of National Hunting and Fishing Day down there. There's probably about 40 different exhibitors down there to talk about everything. DNR is there. Hunter safety people are there. You can bring the kids down, or you can shoot a little few clay birds or 22 rifle or get some instruction on muzzleloader, and you know, there'll be a lot of folks there to be able to help you you know, expand your knowledge and interest in the outdoors, and that's what it's all about. The numbers for hunting and fishing among the baby boomers, as we're dying off, the numbers are shrinking, and the millennials don't seem to want to take up our sport, fishing and hunting and the outdoor activities. They'd sooner spend their time online and be entertained digitally. You know, maybe Pokemon Go is their outdoor recreation of the day. They don't get it, and we're a little worried about that. The folks that have been doing this for a long, long time and been involved in trying to promote and expand hunting and fishing, we see the numbers. We know the numbers. We know the reduced revenue to the various fish and game departments around the country, and they're doing more with less. Staff shortages and budget cuts and things like that. In the meantime, you know, we've got ne'er-do-wells out there that's a story I wanted to tell you. That's a story I wanted to tell you. Okay. I'm 13 years old. 13. That'd be 1967. Okay. I'm on my first deer hunt with a rifle. I've got my 30-30. My dad's with me. He's got his 284 Winchester. We are on a bank on my uncle's farm. We're standing next to a couple of trees, and we're watching a field below us. Okay. And there's a field to our right, a farm field. My uncle was a farmer, 150-acre farm. And across his property line and on part of his property, there was an organization called the Cartwright Hunting Club. And the Cartwright owned at least the mountain and the valley below. And, you know, the guys from the Cartwright Club would hunt over there. The guys from the farmer to the left and behind us would hunt over there. So that, you know, there was a good chance that deer were moving all over the place. First morning I ever deer hunted in my life with a rifle. First opening day of Pennsylvania deer season in December of 1963. It was, anyway, the Monday after Thanksgiving, whatever date that was. Day off school. I'm standing there in the cold and in the snow, probably 6 inches of snow on the ground. And just at daylight, I look over and here come two guys trudging down through the field. They're probably about 50 yards from us. Trudging down through the snow, and they're looking at the mountain. It's in front of them and in front of us. They're looking. One guy kneels down, pow, takes a shot. First thing in the morning. I thought, I didn't see any deer. I didn't see any deer run. I didn't see anything. So those two go trudging back down through there. They stop and fart around a little bit, and they go walking down through the snow, down across the field, down across the other field, up the ridge. About an hour later, here they come, dragging an 8-point buck, beautiful 8-point buck, frozen solid, snow in the cavity, frozen solid. Those chuckleheads had gone in there the day before, killed that deer, dressed it out, left it lay in there because they knew it was going to be cold enough overnight. The deer froze on them. They went down and pretended like they were shooting a deer to put on a good show on the first day of deer season. My first ever deer hunt, and I had that close of an encounter with the poachers. And they dragged it right up to us. We walked over, we looked at it, nice buck, and the only thing I could tell you about that buck to this day is that it was frozen solid. Frozen solid. Legs were curled up, thing was frozen solid. And I knew in my heart right there that they had done an illegal act. Age 13, first deer hunt of my life. An 8-point buck that could have come by me or my dad was stolen from a landscape by a damn poacher. I don't know if that motivated me into this anti-poaching thing that I'm all about right now and helped form the Maryland Hunting Coalition and help get this Poaching Restitution Act passed last year or not. But, 50 years later. But it could have had an influence far beyond what I knew at that time. And that story just came to me a few weeks ago. Let's talk to Dave in Queenstown. David, how are you, buddy? What's up?
Good morning. I'm doing fine. How about you?
I'm well. Thank you. What's up?
Great. Hey, I just wanted to thank you. I've found your show this morning, and I just wanted to thank you for the positive talk about the Natural Resources Police. My son is in the force, and they are taught to respect all Marylanders' rights.
Oh, sure.
To hunt and fish, and it's just really it's refreshing for me to hear positive talk about them. So I just wanted to thank you.
Hey,
for that.
Dave, look, the Natural Resources Police hate the Maryland Hunting Coalition, and they don't like Bill and I very much either. Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Really?
Yeah, because of strict liability.
Okay.
You know, strict liability was a bill that we had passed in 2015 that basically made the Maryland law, which in our estimation was unconstitutional. It just basically said the federal law and the Maryland law should be the same. We shouldn't have two sets of laws that judge our waterfowl hunters. Okay. And I don't know, you can study the issue if you want. You can go on our website and find out the explanation about that. But what was happening was guys were going on a goose hunt with an outfitter or whatever.
Right.
And, you know, they'd be cited for baiting that they had no knowledge of. And they'd be automatically guilty under strict liability. Automatically guilty. And the only recourse they had was to hire an attorney to try to prove that the DNR didn't, didn't have enough evidence to prove that they were knowledgeable about the baiting. It could have been it could have been in a duck blind, never been there before.
Crazy.
Okay. So we said federal law is more equitable than state law. Well, when we did that, NRP felt that we pulled a tool out of their toolbox that they had to charge people with.
Gotcha.
Okay. So we knew that. We know that going in. But there's been nobody who's been on the side more of the Natural Resources Police than Bill Miles. And,
yeah.
And other, back in the, when was it? 2001, 2002, something like that. The Natural Resources Police were underpaid. And,
right.
And Bill was able to, navigate the pay parity bill with the state police through the General Assembly. You know, and he's done a lot. He's sought increased funding for the Natural Resources Police. And we cite that in our white paper and everything else, how shorthanded they are. So, you know, we're going to continue to push that and try to get help for the land-based patrols and you know, the poaching guys. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
I think that's great. That's great.
Yep.
And thank you again. I appreciate it.
All right, Dave. Thanks. Tell your son we support him and good luck out there. You know, watch your back and be careful.
Amen. Thanks, brother.
All right, Dave. Thanks. Bye-bye. 410 WCBM 680. Time for me to tell you one more time about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Yes, indeed. If you are a fisherman or a crabber, Clyde Sports Shop has everything you could need, want, or imagine for those endeavors. They have every bait for every type of fish. They have live bait. They have frozen bait. They have crab bait. They have every type of crab trap, crab pot, crab basket, crab pot, crab trap, crab ring, crab net. You get the point. Crab steamers and crab spice even. No kidding. They do rod and reel repair. Fix a tip on your rod. Put new line on your reel. They also do gunsmithing. They'll mount your scope. They do bore sighting. They do repairs. They do all types of things. They'll pull the old bullet out of your muzzle loader that you don't know is loaded or not. They'll take care of that for you. Clyde Sports Shop is your full-service sporting goods store. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. 24-hour fishing hotline, 247-3474. 247-FISH, if you want to find out where the fish are biting. That's 247-FISH. Now, my buddy Denny Stauffer is having an auction, the Sportsman's Auction, October 8th, starts at 10, at 21-140 Leadersburg Pike in Hagerstown. And you can check out the auction online at stauffersauctionco.com, stauffersauctioncompany.com. You can email Denny at, D-E-N-N-Y, at stauffersauctionco.com, or you can call him 301-791-6896. He's looking for auction items. He's looking for items to consign, for you to consign to him to sell, so you can make money on your your old firearm, your fishing tackle, your hunting equipment, your clothing, your tackle, your gear, whatever it might be. Give Denny a call, 301-791-6896, and make sure you take a friend to the auction on October 8th.
Redneck blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Choose Redneck blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blind, and the hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for your bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland Redneck blinds dealer. Check the Redneck blind website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500. You can see a Redneck blind on display at Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown. Gun owners, hunters, and shooters, Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns, hafersguns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading, hafersguns.com. Repairs, parts, or custom gunsmithing, hafersguns.com. Class 3 firearms, hafersguns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom, easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing, on the web at hafersguns.com or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing, 240-347-4906, above precision, beyond accurate. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good.
The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, Alan Ellis here for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. You know Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one, and they carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and Paint Match. You know what? Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, the Linex Bedliner, and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Of course, call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, located 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
This is Mark Levin. To take back the country, turn on your radio every weeknight at 7. 3 hours of the most important issues of our time only on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Wow, there's the closing music. I guess we pushed up as tight as we could to the end of the show. We thank you for joining us today. We'll see you down at National Hunting and Fishing Day celebration at Associated Gun Clubs in Marriottsville at the gun range there. And hope you stop by.